Hi, this is Steve from Survive to Thrive Radio Network. We hope you're finding the information on the Survive to Thrive radio program both beneficial and informative. Fridays will bring you replays of my most popular shows with occasional live appearances. We have our lineup for the rest of the week of talk show hosts together to give you the best information and points of view available on the radio. They're certainly the most pertinent and timely. Monday's Darren is on with his show, Radical Health. Steve St. Clair and Darren are on Wednesday with Health Freedom. Russ Dizdar is on Tuesdays with Shatter the Darkness, and Hawks Town is on Thursdays, and me on Fridays. So stay tuned to SurviveToThriveNetwork.com, or you can go to SteveQuayle.com. Click on the radio Listen Live at the top of the page of SteveQuayle.com to bring you to all the new sites, and especially to be able to click on the important radio information. Now, ladies and gentlemen, remember, in these trying times, it's incredibly important to stay healthy. Keep yourself well-nourished with organic fruits and vegetables, and remember to take Enerfood every day without fail. Drinking a healthy smoothie with Enerfood and coconut milk powder from EnerHealth Botanical provides you with easily absorbable nutrition from superfoods that are densely packed with essential nutrients, all of which support optimal health. The guys at EnerHealth continue to offer special pricing to our listeners. They also offer the Survival Pack and Herbal Emergency Packs, as well as their tasty immune-supporting coffee, Nutra Cafe, and their hot cocoa blend, Coco Mojo, which is one of my wife's favorites, both infused with immune-strengthening medicinal mushrooms. Now, they're wonderfully flavorful and very, very healthy. Check out all their specials at SurviveToThrive.net or click on the EnerHealth banner at SteveQuayle.com. In fact, listen, these guys have one of the best deals I've ever seen. They have their immune pack, which is one Enerfood, one coconut milk powder, and their daily immune support, which is on sale for $99.99. You save $32. Their Nutra Cafe is also on special this week, and it costs only $10.99. In addition, they are still offering 15% off on cases, and 10% you get just by being one of our listeners. That's a 25% discount, ladies and gentlemen. Never forget, your body is your most important possession, and its optimal health stays very dependent upon being well hydrated with pure water. Now, the guys at Enerfood are selling the Big Berkey water filters, and you can call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238 to order any of their health specials or the Big Berkey water filter. What will you aid in achieving the best health possible is to stay informed. And never forget, everyone, that your body's the temple. Give it pure foods and beverages as God nature intended, and see your body, mind, and spirit once again enjoying the joyful state of health that is a blessing.
Greetings, my friends. Thank you for tuning in. Today is Friday, September 17th, 2010, the year of our Lord. I want to welcome every one of you to today's program. My name is Nathan Liao, and I am filling in for Steve Quell today. Perhaps you've heard of my program, The Watchman's Cry. On my show, we study and examine today's events, and we compare them to end-time prophecy. We also talk about things that are about to happen, things that you will not hear on mainstream TV or Prosperity Gospel TV. God is in charge of my life, and He has given me a job to do. What's the job? To be a messenger, to be a voice. For those of you taking notes, my website is watchmanscry.com. That's WATCHMANSCRY.com. And by the time this program is finished, there's a very high probability that many of you will be visiting my website. Why? Because you're going to want to know more about some of the things that I am about to share. How can I say this? Because, as I said, I have a job to do, an assignment. It's not one of pleasure. It's not one for glory. And it's not easy. This assignment is to announce to anyone that will listen what time it is. Now, Steve Quell was very generous and is allowing me to share some very, very important things with you. So I would like to say publicly, thank you, Steve. And also, I want to say this, folks. Today's program will be a very important program for you to listen to. My friends, there are very perilous events approaching this planet right now. And when they arrive, they're going to be felt by many nations on this earth. But if you reside within the borders of America, you are really going to feel these things. Your family is going to feel them. Your whole neighborhood, your city, your town, your village is going to feel these things. These approaching events are going to cascade to fruition in several categories. And in today's program, I'm going to share these things with you. So if I may offer a suggestion, my friends, please, please try to listen and please try to pay attention. Again, these things concern you and your loved ones. I cannot stress that enough. As I was preparing for this show, I asked myself, should I be mild in my delivery? Should I beat around the bush? Should I offer lame words of pretend, like so many of the talking heads out there? I took the matter to prayer and I asked God, God, what do I say? What do I tell them? And God told me, tell them the truth. So here we are, folks. And here's the question. What is the truth? Well, the truth answers the question of what is really going on in this world. Do you wonder what's really going on? I know that many of you in this audience are very smart, and I know that many of you are awake, and I know that many of you are trying to fill in the blanks. Hopefully, by the end of this program, you will have some answers, or maybe some of you are going to actually have more questions. Some of you may even say, well, what am I going to do now? Should I relocate? Should I move? Should I liquidate? Should I get out of the markets? Should I buy gold? A lot of questions, folks. And hopefully, there's another question that many of you will be asking yourself. And it is this. Uh-oh, should I be getting more serious with God? And my friends, if you want to preserve a better outcome for your future with the events that are coming, then the answer to that question is an affirmative yes indeed. Why? Because in the coming days, in the coming months, in the coming years, many, many people are going to lose their wealth and their assets. Some people are going to lose it all. People are going to lose things that they acquired over several decades. Things that they acquired through overtime hours, through graveyard shifts, through long hours and hard work. And these things are going to disappear for a lot of people. They're going to vanish and evaporate for middle-class America. It's going to happen, folks. This train is approaching. It is thundering down the tracks, and it has no brakes. So again, here's the question. What time is it? Well, according to the Ministry of Propaganda, the American people have heard a lie, and they are believing a lie. They have told us that we're in a recession, and that the recession is in recovery. They tell us about the green shoots. They tell us about the good labor markets, the jobless recovery. They tell us about the stock market bounce back. But folks, all of those things are a lie. Those reports are propaganda. And here's what the truth is. We are not in a recession right now. We, right now, today, September 17th, 2010, are in a depression. This depression began in 08. And right now, we are in an intermission of this depression, an interlude. Right now, it's 1931. But the next phase is about to begin. And when this next phase arrives, it's going to be brutal. It's going to take no prisoners. It's not going to offer mercy, no quarter, and it's going to leave a swath of financial desolation. Now, many in the news are claiming that the stimulus, the package, saved our future, but what that stimulus actually did was it created a facade made out of cardboard, out of wax, and that wax is starting to melt. It's amazing, folks. The rest of the world can look at America's house of cards, and they know about gravity. They know about the laws of science, and they're tired of holding America up. So, what's America's future? Well, actually, the correct question should be, where is America's future? You know where it is, folks? America's future is in a Chinese pawn shop. America is in hock. America is in debt. Debt that she cannot afford. Debt that your grandchildren cannot afford. And very soon, on a cold winter's morning, Guido is going to show up banging on Uncle Sam's door. Will Uncle Sam answer the door? Or is he too feeble and malnourished to come to the door? I wonder if he has a hangover. If he does happen to answer the door, Guido's going to barge right in and repossess his stuff. But if Uncle Sam does not answer the door, Guido's going to stay outside and shut off his power, shut off his cable TV, and his water. My friends, the day of reckoning is approaching. It's approaching very soon. Some of you may wonder, why? Why are you saying these things, Nathan? This isn't positive. I would rather listen to a motivational preacher on TV than to listen to your words. My pastor has not told me these things. They have not shared these things from the pulpit. And you know what, folks? It's true. They haven't. And why is that? It's because the Church of America right now is taking a snooze. She's taking a nap. America's church is in a stupor. America's church is in a famine for the Word of God. America's church does not understand what the real gospel is at the moment. They're confused right now. So why are these things going to happen? And here's another question. Can we stop it? You may also ask, okay, Nathan, I believe it's coming. What is it going to look like? Well, to the first question of can we stop it, here's the answer, folks. No. No, we can't stop it. It will not be stopped. How do I know? Because I've already seen it happen in prophetic dreams and visions. God has revealed it. And here's the agonizing part, my friends. God revealed it to me. He showed it to me in prayer, and he gave me a message, a painful message. Why is it painful? Because, my friends, I love this country. I know the beauty of America's heritage. America used to be a very special place. I know the experience that many of you also know. Many of you have also seen this happen. You know that heartwarming treasure of being at a Major League Baseball game, standing, singing the national anthem, seeing Old Glory wave in a summer breeze, singing the song with a tear in your eye, and then have the Blue Angel jets fly over your head. For most of my life, my friends, I have boldly proclaimed, I'm proud to be an American. But now, I see America becoming famished, and it hurts. I have memories I know her valiant stories, and it hurts to see what's happening to this country right now. I was praying one day, and God revealed to me what is coming to this country. It would take a very long time to explain all of these things. But on my website, watchmanscry.com, I have many audio messages where I have shared them. Sometimes with tears, many times with anguish and with pain. Because folks, these things are coming. So now here's the question. Why? Why is it happening? Here's why, my friends. Because America has become a land of spiritual wilderness. She's dry and she's parched. Her citizens have become spiritual wanderers. And soon, she's going to become a land of refugees. In fact, it's already happening. Every day, thousands of people are joining the new American culture of the homeless, the shanty towns, and the tent cities. They're going to grow. And here's why, folks. It's not because of just one person's fault. And it's not only because the evil elite bankers and the kings of this world are making it so. My friends, it's because America has forgotten her heritage and her God. It's because America has a confederacy with evil and an infatuation with the flesh. She's infatuated with lust, greed, and idolatry. What are her idols? Hollywood royalty? Drugged up musicians and entertainers? The horrors of fame? Material gain and consumption? Americans just gotta have it. The land is full of people who cannot say no to themselves and to their flesh. The land of America is full of gluttons with an insatiable appetite for pleasure, for porn, and for possessions. This appetite has given America spiritual indigestion. And it's not just the Democrats who are at fault. It's not just the Republicans who are at fault. It's everybody's fault. Sadly, most people refuse to see this. The collapse is approaching, but most people in America are in denial. And here's the odd part of the story, my friends. The rest of the world can look at America and they can see that she's on life support. The world knows that our days are numbered, but the majority of Americans are tranquilized sheep on Novocaine, and they have no idea what's coming. And that's why my ministry exists. It's a dirty job, my friends. And there's no easy way to paint a positive picture for America's future. People do not want to hear it, but I must be a voice of reality in this land of pretend. And here is some painful truth. Number one, we're in a depression, my friends. The real unemployment rate is 20%, maybe even higher. The Labor Department is lying to the American people. That means that 1 in 5 Americans is out of work right now. Also, here's another painful truth. A record amount, the highest in American history, 42 million Americans so far are on food stamps. But that number that they publish leaves out something else. What about their kids? What about their spouses? Do the math, folks. The real number could easily be If we doubled 42 million, that would take us to 84 million with one person in the house also benefiting from food stamps. What if we have a second person? That's over 100 million. Folks, this nation is being crushed right now. And here's another painful truth. The housing market is the worst since records began, and it is not going to improve. The next leg of foreclosures is about to begin. Millions of Alt-A loans are about to be reset. And as this happens, we are going to see the resumption in the collapse of many banks. By the way, side note, folks, if you're thinking about selling your home, I would advise you to do it now, because home prices are going to continue to depreciate even more in the next few years. Your house will not be worth tomorrow as it is today. Now, if you're willing to sit in it and live the rest of your lives in it, then possibly in 20 years or 30 years, if the Lord tarries, you will see a return in its value. But history does not lie. History rhymes with itself. And all we have to do is look at the nation of Japan. They have lost trillions of dollars in real estate, and now that is visiting the shores of America. Here's another painful truth, folks. The stock market today, right now, is a lie. It is a fraud. The stock market is not a free market. It's a casino. And its purpose right now is to do one thing, to finish draining the wealth of retirees. A few trillion dollars was not enough for the elite. They want more. They want to lick the bowl of what's left of Granny's retirement. The stock market should really be called the stockade market. It's a prison cell filled with dwindling retirement funds. Folks, most of the economic activity in America is being funded with stimulus dollars, and that money is about to run out. And the rest of this world is growing impatient with America's fiscal policy. Now, I could go on and on about the painful truth of the reported stories that the rest of the world is reading about our situation. But I want to talk about why. And I also want to talk about how a person that's a Christian should digest this information. And even if you're not a Christian, there is no way to digest this information and process it and have a conclusion that makes sense without doing something. And here's what it is, my friends. There are two ways to look at this world. We can look at this world from the earth's standpoint, from the earth's perspective, from a lateral perspective, from the ground. But if you do this and you look at the events from this point of view, you will be limited to man's interpretation. It will actually make you angry at men. It will make you angry at all the evil men in this world. And it also makes people think that it can be fixed. Unfortunately, my friends, this thing cannot be fixed. It's fiscally impossible. There's not enough money in America to fix the debt. So that leaves us with the second option, another way to observe today's predicament. And that is to do it through a different lens, from a different point of view, from a spiritual dimension, from a spiritual point of view. Folks, we have to look at the situation on America and on this world through the eyes of God. And folks, things will only make sense if you look at it this way. Many questions will be answered when we see this world's meltdown from God's point of view. Now, right now, we're in a different season. There's a heavenly clock that tells us what time it is. And right now, it is saying that the hour is very late. and you need to know about these things. Some of you already know, but not enough people know, my friends. Why do you need to know? So that you can make adjustments to your life. It's time for self-examination, folks. It's time to look into the mirror. So, is there a word of what this scenario is called? The sickness happening to this nation? Is there a word for it? Yes, there is. It's called judgment. Judgment has begun over the land, my friends. On April 18th, 2008, I published a word of prophecy, and it's found on my website. You can go there and you can read it, but it's over 2 years old. I have actually many prophetic dreams and visions on there. But over 2 years ago, God gave me a word of prophecy, and He told me to publish it. And in this word of prophecy, He gave me details of things that we are going to see happening over America. One of the things that was mentioned was poison water is coming to America, and famine is going to reach the shores of America. Folks, God is judging America right now, and these things are in motion. These things are being fulfilled. Poison water has arrived. The Gulf spill says it all. But folks, that's just the beginning. Many people are going to get sick. They're going to continue to get ill. Gulf spill syndrome is going to change many lives. And sadly, Gulf spill syndrome is going to end some lives. The Gulf event is going to play a huge role in poisoning the inland waters of America. It's going to play a role in poisoning the ground around the Gulf Coast. It's going to poison lakes and streams with acid rain. This thing did not go away. BP lied to the world. It's not going away. We're just seeing the very beginnings of it. Now, as the Gulf spill poisoning continues, it's going to kill wildlife, and it's going to affect America's food supply. God revealed these things to me, folks. And in the amount of time that I have on today's show, I cannot share everything that God has shown me. Hopefully, I can do it another time. But God recently revealed to me on September 11th, just a few days ago, that America is going to die in the Gulf of Mexico. Die, my friends. But that's for another program. And I'm going to be talking about it on an upcoming sermon on Watchman's Cry, so be looking for that. By the way, if you want to hear the updated programs as I release them on Watchman's Cry, please go to my website and subscribe to notices, and I'll let you know when a new message comes out. I have many, many hours of messages there right now that will share with you the things that are coming. Also, advice on what you need to do about it. Also, spiritual challenges and admonitions on how you need to fix your life so that you can be protected and sheltered by God as these events unfold. My friends, famine is coming to America. And at some point, the food stamps that many, many people are depending on are going to run out. The government's going to scramble and make soup kitchens when this happens. But here's the sobering truth, folks. The day is going to come when the benefits that people receive on a card or from a check in the mail, unemployment, welfare, benefits, folks, are going to cease and they're going to stop. God showed me these things, folks. And as a result, when these things happen, we are going to see a change in America. I hear the music right now, so we're going to take a break. And we'll see you in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Steve Quayle. Don't become a perpetual profit center for the system that's ruining our country. Now, I'm no socialist, but what these large corporations are doing to us and our country is horrific. Pharma Inc., Food Inc., Psychiatry Inc., you name it, folks. It's all about making money no matter what the cost, including poor health for all of us. I mean, how much evidence do you need? From the vaccines they're trying to force us to take to the genetically modified seeds that are ruining not only our food supply, but the small farmer that works to get us safe foods. It is time for all of us to take responsibility here and act to protect us and our family's health. The time is nearer that you will wish you had listened to those of us with warnings. One of our sponsors, EnterHealth Botanicals, has products that will get you prepared for any tough situation, from natural to man-made disaster. Enter Food and coconut milk powder, both incredible super nutritional products that will keep you going. It will extend the life of your dry foods immensely. The Berkey water filter is a must-have in any household. Water just doesn't come out of the tap always, and you can't count on it. Berkeys don't require power, just any kind of water. Their filters and gravity do the rest to clean it up. These guys have great products at EnterHealth, all aimed at getting you to optimal state of health and out of the system. Stay healthy and don't allow the big corporation to clean up on your bad health. Go to survive2thrive.net, that's survive2thrive.net, and click on their banner for special discounts. Give them a call at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Thank you.
Well, welcome back, folks. This is Nathan Leal filling in for Steve Quayle. My website is watchmanscry.com. And my friend Steve has graciously allowed me to sit in for him today to share some things of what is coming. I have a ministry online, and on my ministry, the Lord God, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, my Savior, gives me sermons to share with the world. There are many people that are shut in and cannot attend church, or there are many people that have actually become discouraged with the things they see happening in their churches. And if that's you, and if you're hungry and you want some spiritual food and spiritual meat, you can go to my website at watchmanscry.com, and my audio page is filled with many sermons that will challenge you to aim higher spiritually. But be warned, my friend, you will also hear the hard truth when you hear these messages. Because right now, the world needs to know the truth. America needs to know the truth. And you and your family need to know the truth. I get many emails from people that say they're frustrated because they try to warn their loved ones and family members, but they will not have it. They refuse to listen. And folks, it's a sad tale. And the only thing that I can suggest is that you continue to pray for them. Don't give up on them, folks. Their eyes have been blinded, but in the days ahead, many people are going to see the outcome of denial. And they're going to see that these things are indeed very true. And they're going to see with their own eyes mighty acts throughout the land that are going to make people gasp. As I was saying before the break, famine is coming to America. And when people's food stamps run out, they're going to find themselves standing in a government bread line. So here's a side note, folks. It would be in your best interest to do what you can to prepare for this. You do not want to be standing in a government bread line, especially in the dead of winter or in the heat of summer. Now, I know that as days continue to get worse and as the economy continues to fail for many people and they find unemployment visiting their household, some people may not even be able to drive to the government bread line because their car got repoed, because they had to have that new car smell. Folks, for years, I have challenged over and over, and I have stated that do what you can to get rid of your car payment right now. Don't wait. You do not know when you'll lose your job. It's very easy to find a decent car for a few thousand dollars, and people will pay a $500 car payment or $600 or $700 a month, and in 4 months they could have a car paid off free and clear that's used. It might have a few dings, but at least you won't have to park at the end of the parking lot because you're paranoid about your paint getting dinged or scratched. There's freedom to not concentrate on materialism, folks. But so many Americans are in bondage to their stuff. There's another hard truth of something that's coming. God revealed to me over a year ago, and I've published this on my website. I've talked about it in earlier messages. If you have a pen and paper, write this down. Message 140. What's that message about? It's about the coming super depression. America is going to have not just a depression in the next leg, it's going to be a super depression. And its impact on America is going to be off the charts. No one is going to be immune from this thing. It's going to be brutal. America's going to become the land of abandoned buildings, abandoned houses, and abandoned dreams. And sadly, folks, Americans are going to find themselves rummaging through garbage just to find food when this thing hits. Food's going to become very expensive, and that's for limited portions. Shall I go on, folks? Shall I continue sharing these things? I saw these things arrive in prophetic dreams and visions over America, my friends. And in addition to that, also another event coming to America is a great darkness. Now, I can't go into detail because I don't have a lot of time, but I also saw a pitch black storm with very dark black clouds dripping darkness onto the ground. And as these drips of darkness hit the ground, the entire land shook. It shook, and it was loud, with loud explosions. And when I saw these things in this vision, I was filled with terror, my friends. And then I saw them give birth to black tornadoes that covered the ground. Some hovered in the same spot, some went back and forth, and some came toward me. Fortunately, in this vision, I was protected by God, because I was in his shelter. But it's with great sadness, my friends. It's with great sorrow, and I don't know if there are words to explain just how terrible this sight is going to be when it arrives over the land. Now, I'm not saying that literally there's going to be black dripping clouds that are going to have hundreds of black tornadoes. That was symbolic of darkness that's coming to the land. And this darkness is going to play out in several ways. And as a part of God's coming judgment, God's going to allow this. Why? Because when men deny God and they forsake him, the light of God turns off in their eyes and in their hearts. So God says, fine, have it your way. Have it your way. See if you can protect yourself. So God's going to allow a darkness to come upon the land. And it's going to play out in several ways, as I stated. But one of the ways that it's going to play out is a great evil is going to arrive upon America. When I say evil, I'm talking about invisible, supernatural evil. The Bible talks about this in the New Testament, that God would send a great delusion because they didn't love the truth. And this great evil is going to come upon the land. And it's going to be let loose upon evil men. And here's the actually scary part, folks. People who do not love God are going to be filled with this evil. And they're going to become barbaric and forget mercy. Think of the characters from Mad Max on antidepressants, but then they miss their dosage. And when you remove people from structure and you introduce evil forces, and when you remove law enforcement and you introduce a crisis, then what do you have? Here's what you have, my friends. You end up with the lawless thugs and the zombie marauding gangs like during Katrina. My friends, the darkness is going to be a terror. So, what can you do? Is there any hope? Why are these things going to happen? Here's why, folks. And for those of you that may be saying, man, Steve Quayle has a religious guy on today. You know what, my friend? Without God, this nation is going to crumble. God created this earth. God quarried America from this earth. And God had his blessing on America. But now America has denied God. America has decided that they evolved from animals. America has decided that they love pleasure. America has decided that God does not exist. He's an inconvenience to pleasure. So it doesn't matter what you think. Sin is not harmless. Anyone with open eyes can look around. Look around at your village and you can see the result of sinful living. Sin is destroying families right now. Sin is responsible for how many fathers who whore around and abandon their children. Sin is responsible for irresponsible mothers who are also whoring around, neglecting their children, raising children with no identity, with no love. America's young people are held captive to America's progressive sexual revolution. Young people are in sexual deviancy because now they've been told that God does not exist. And young people now, as a result, are getting pregnant. And as a result of that, young people are butchering babies. The blood of the innocent cries out from the ground, folks. God has heard it from heaven. The blood of the innocent will not go unheard for too much longer. America claims to be free, a free society with liberation and progressive thought. But in the eyes of heaven, America is found wanting. America's citizens have trampled on the holy statutes of God. Her sins have reached heaven, and they have filled the cup of iniquity to overflowing. So now, it must be mandated by the God of heaven that the nation of America will pay for these things in judgment. It is judgment, my doubting friend. So does God hate us? Is that why he's doing this? No. God loves us, folks. God loves you. But too many people down here do not care about him. They don't think about him. Too many people no longer fear him. So, through divine events, God is going to get this world's attention. And it has already begun, folks. My friends, please know this. Judgment has already begun. And in this judgment, God is first going to judge the church. And by the way, for those of you that have decided you do not like Christians or church or anything having to do with God because of all the hypocrites, you know what? You have a valid argument there. There are many Christians that have embarrassed the identity of Christ, and they have not lived like they should have. Shame on them. Shame on all of us that call ourselves part of the church, because we have such a bad example that we have displayed to the world. No wonder they don't want to go to church. No wonder they don't want a part of God. Shame on all of us, folks. And I'll be the first to admit it to the world that I'm sorry, that I have been a bad example, that I am undone. Folks, we are all undone. And the church today is not being told that they are undone. They are not being challenged to fix their dark lives with their closet sins and their disgusting habits, because the preachers of pretend, the lords of pretend, the priests of pretend have found themselves temples and pulpits where they can continue their message of motivation that does not change lives, that leaves their people in captivity. People go to these mega churches and they sit there and they hear a life coach message on positive thinking, but then they leave still with their life in shackles, with their marriages in shackles, with depressed thoughts, with thoughts of self-destruction. Folks, the church is failing right now. And God looks down from heaven, and he's had enough of this. So, in this judgment, he is going to judge his church. First, he judges the church. He judges the shepherds. He judges the hypocrites behind pulpits. And then, he's going to judge the world. But folks, please know this. The church is about to get judged. Many people who attend these mega churches are going to discover that the most important things in life are not things. The prosperity gospel has programmed people to believe that. God just wants to bless you. God just wants to reward you because you're so great. Even though you're a hypocrite at work, even though you're a hypocrite on your computer, even though you're a hypocrite when you're alone and you go to places that you should not be going to, even though you're a hypocrite when you rendezvous at that motel and do things that can destroy your family, God is going to stop this, folks. And it's time right now for all Christians to examine themselves and to look in the mirror and to see that they are undone. Folks, after God judges the church, he's going to then judge the world. But again, judgment has already begun. Now, I need to be very clear, and you need to know this, my friend. This judgment is not going to be stopped. Its purpose is so that you that are listening will rediscover what's important, so that you will rediscover a fear of God, and so that you will repent. Now, what's that? Nathan, what's repentance? I hear that all the time. Well, in layman's terms, this is what it means, my friend. Knock it off. Stop engaging in sinful, self-destructive behavior. Change your ways. Tell God you're sorry. Start living for him. On my website, on my many sermons, I go into much detail about these things. Folks, we're running out of time. We're running out of time. There is no more time to wait or to waste. It's not an easy thing to tell people to stop what they're doing. It's not easy to be blunt and to say the things I just said. Some of you may even be angry with me right now. Hopefully, the truth of what I'm saying will be a barb into your heart and make you think. Folks, we are beyond you being offended for a life that is going nowhere. It is time to give God a chance. And let me also say this. As the events are unfolding upon this land, we are going to see great and mighty earth changes occur. We're going to see earthquakes, volcanoes erupting, tsunamis. We're going to see destruction upon the land. And if you want to be living for yourself and for your flesh and for your own desires, you tell me, how are you going to be protected? The only ones that are going to find protection and shelter in what's coming are those that discover a renewed relationship with God. That's it, folks. It doesn't matter how rich you are. It doesn't matter if you're a billionaire or a trillionaire, a millionaire, a Hollywood star. It doesn't matter what is framed around a certificate or a diploma hanging on your wall with your earthly achievements. Those things are not going to protect you, folks. There is only one thing that can protect you in what's coming, and that is the mercy of God. Finding the mercy of God. There are many, many other prophetic things that I would love to share with you. I see the clock. I'm running out of time, but let me just say this real quick. If we could categorize the events that are coming into different categories, we could call them the fourfold judgment. The fourfold judgment is the biblical judgment of how God spanked Israel when she strayed from her ways. And when Israel strayed back then, God brought fourfold judgment to them. And as the judgment happened, then they were broken and they had a new realization of what was important. So the four categories of the fourfold judgment are, number one, famine. God breaks the staff of bread. He allows famine to come. He allows food to become scarce, very expensive, very rare, perhaps rationed, perhaps out of reach. So famine is one thing that happens in a judgment, and those things are coming to America, folks. Number two, pestilence. Pestilence is sickness, disease. People that are feeble and weak with weak health. Also, diseases, plagues. We had a close call with the swine flu lie last year. The swine flu that was made in the lab. But that was thrown into the air, and the world played with that. It was a nice case study of society to see how many people would willingly jump through the hoops of a vaccine. But that's beside the point. Pestilence is the other way that God judges. So we have famine, pestilence, and then number three, the sword. God sends the sword. Now, what is that? The sword is war. The sword means violence from oppressors. The sword means invasion. The sword means, in biblical times, that God would raise up a neighboring country to invade Israel, to punish them. So in America's future, my friends, unfortunately, the sword judgment is going to happen. We are going to see war in America. And I'm not talking about these little pansy wars that we're in right now with Afghanistan or Iraq. World War III is at the gate, and it's going to be very destructive. Cities will be laid waste across America. I also have a prophecy about that very thing, that there's going to be fires across the country. There's going to be cities on fire, burning, that got attacked. That is coming, my friends. Also, part of the sword judgment is oppression by occupation forces. That is also coming in our future. We will see the storm troopers putting up their roadblocks and having their checkpoints. That's coming to America. And then number four, God sent the judgment of evil beasts. And it's going to play out, as I said, in darkness. We're going to see a release of demonic forces that are going to wreak havoc on many people's lives. We're going to see suicide increase because men's hearts will not be able to withstand and weather what they see happening all around them. Now, I don't have a timeline for all of these things happening, but I believe it's going to be very soon. Now, folks, I want to say this real quick. I just have a few minutes left, but this is what I need to say. We're witnessing Bible prophecy in action right now. It is not going to be stopped. And please also know this. The new world order is not going to be stopped. God is allowing it to happen. The world must be realigned to fulfill Bible prophecy and to fulfill the coming new world order beast that we read about in Revelation. This beast is rising up. And when we hear all of the world leaders discuss the world financial apocalypse right now, all of them continually say that the only remedy is a new world order. They're talking about it openly. This thing is not going to be stopped, folks. And in order for this thing to rise up, that means that we are going to see 10 unions throughout the world. Revelation says the beast was 7 heads and 10 horns. Those 10 horns are 10 unions like the European Union. So the North American Union will be another one. The South American Union will be another one. And so forth and so on. That is going to happen. It's going to happen, folks. It's not going to be stopped. But in order for the world to do this, America must be made weaker. The middle class of America is too strong. It's the bully of the world, so it needs to be brought down to either second class or first class. And that's, third class, third world living. That is going to happen here in America, folks. So this currency crisis that we see happening, when the super depression comes, yes, evil men are behind it, God is allowing it, but there is an outcome that they are hoping for, and that is to see America destroyed, to see the middle class destroyed, so that the playing field is more equal. Folks, we are living in very perilous times, and you cannot afford to put off your preparation. Preparation comes first spiritually and then in practical means. So I want to challenge all of you, as this show closes, do everything you can to prepare spiritually. Folks, take my message to heart. God is calling for His people to return to Him in repentance. Find repentance in God, my friends. I have some audio messages that talk about repentance on my website. You can go there and listen to them, and they will explain all of these things to you. But my friend, please find these things. Without them, there will be no hope. God has made this very clear. Those that do not repent are going to have a very hard time. And here's a very sobering truth of the matter, folks. With what's coming, when these events unfold, we are going to see a body count in America. We're going to see it, folks. We're going to see sorrow. We're going to see grief. And people that have not repented with God will not have the spiritual fitness to process the dark images that they're going to be seeing in the near future. Folks, don't put it off. And then after you do repent, do what you can to prepare spiritually. Well, I hear the music. I invite you to share this message with everybody that you know. Share it, folks, with your loved ones and your family, but share it. Be blessed, folks. This is Nathan Leal from Watchman's Cry. God bless you. And I want to say once again, thanks to Steve Quayle for this opportunity. Have a good weekend, folks.